I think since 2012, after the 2011 elections, it's been very clear that Kabila's camp was already envisaging a third term for him, because you will remember that back in March, April 2012, the Secretary General of its party, the PPRD, Mr. Boshab, who is now the Interior Minister, went to Katanga and already tried to speak to the cell leaders into supporting a third term for Kabila. The second strategy that was more recent was to change the electoral law so that the presidential election would be conditioned by the holding of a census.
Let me say that we do speak a lot to the Minister of Information of the DRC, Lambert Mende. He continuously says that, why is the opposition making this noise? Because President Kabila has not said that he wants to run again.
Yeah, but you have to ask Mr. Mende why they don't want to respect the constitution. Why they are making all this initiative to postpone the election. This is the question. But now they say that, okay, the prerequisite for having election is the census. Why? Because that census, they already called for the census in 2009. 5 years ago, they did it. Why they didn't organize the census at that time? Why today? We are saying, no way. We are telling Mr. Kabila that he has to go according to the constitution.
Let's assume that President Kabila decides today that I'm not seeking a third term. At the end of my term, I will give up. How ready is the opposition?
The first of all, to see that we are ready, we have signed what we call the truth contract. What is our objective? Our objective is to consolidate democracy. Our objective is to respect the constitution. Our objective is Mr. Kabila must go. Secondly, we have put in place some principles and values that we, all of us, we have to respect. But to go straight to your question, we have to do things step by step. What is the step one? The step one is the prerequisite that we have to agree to make foundation. After having the foundation, then we go to the second step. If you start today saying that, oh, I'm candidate, you are candidate, we will start fighting. And then people from Kabila's side, they will come and divide us.
Albert, if you look around Africa these days, you notice that Africans are waking up. They are protesting. Each time they see their government is trying to maneuver with a constitution. We saw that in Burkina Faso. Now, the demonstrations, what is the intention of the opposition in the DRC?
I think what is most important is to grasp the message that the people have sent through these demonstrations. And the message was clearly, we don't want furthermore of a Kabila. That is the essence of the message.